And we will get into like training and practices and various things, but I think the most important thing is to understand foundationally what the physical body really is. And the way that I've come to see it, so I was in Maui working with a teacher, and my diaphragm at the time, it was, I guess, 2016, was very, very locked up. And I was like, when I stood up straight, it was hard to like breathe through it all the way. I couldn't get a deep breath. And I'm working with the teacher, and he at one point did body work and like released part of it. And then he made this comment to me, he asked me about the business I was running, like Elite Guard Training. And he said, oh, that's like, that's good. And like, you guys are successful. But that's not really your thing, is it? I was like, no, that's not my thing. And he said, your diaphragm will open up when you're ready to use it. And it's funny, because that my diaphragm actually didn't fully open until I transitioned into deep game. And the point he was making is that the physical body, you could almost see it as a vehicle for purpose in life. It's, again, nothing is disconnected. And the physical body is like, you could, once again, seeing it as the vehicle. There was another instance, I was working with that Toronto Raptors physical therapist, who's osteopath and a number of other things. And he was working on this hip. I was operated on this hip, but this hip was having some issues, my right hip. And he made this really offhanded comment during the session. He's like, oh, that's your like direction in life. You know, almost like a steering wheel. The hips point towards what we're moving in the direction of. And so he said, oh, like right, masculine, hip, direction. It's your life direction. Same exact thing that my other teacher said. And we could get into all of these sort of weird correlations if we really wanted to. Like, if you notice, for example, there's a lot of tension in the pelvis or the lower belly. That could be a symptom oftentimes of fear, of like bad programming. We were talking about like belly tension, Kyle, yesterday. And if you struggle with a lot of fear and anxiety, that might materialize in the belly. Well, what would that do? If we were standing up, you would notice the belly's tight, which then pulls on the lower back, which then pulls the hips out of alignment, which then affects direction. And so we're seeing this as one holistic piece. Yeah. If, as Paul was saying, like your chest is shut down and there's all this tension here, how is that going to impact your ability to communicate with people? If there's a constant closing off, like a defense mechanism, not wanting to feel here and guarding against that, how well are you going to be able to connect with people and have, you know, romantic relationships, for example? It's going to be much harder, right? So again, I won't go through like every single last connection. I shared last year about how I was thinking of what the ninth law would be. And it came to me after I dissolved a point in my neck, which it was like right at the base of the skull. And that's exactly where energy travels up, like into the brain. And so I'm sitting, dissolve that point, and immediately the ninth law just like came to me. So this is how tension in the neck is not just like a nuisance. It's actually affecting a whole bunch of different things. It's affecting my thinking, decision-making, you know, just like my right hip is affecting my direction. So consider how that would impact the way that you train physically. If you're training in a way that's shutting down parts of your body because you're patterning too much tension, let's say on like a pressing motion and just trying to get like the biggest bench, what's that going to do to potentially your relationships? Yeah, it can close things off because there's this wall of tension right here. And going even further, I know we spoke about this, Mace, the connection and the correlation between organs and emotions. So if there's tension in the physical body somewhere, let's say there's tension right here. Well, that line of muscle and fascia lays over the liver. So we're closing down and compressing the liver here. The emotional corollary with the liver in Chinese medicine, in a lot of different schools of medicine, is anger. And not only anger, but general emotional fluidity. So if you go to an acupuncturist, a skilled one, she'll work with your emotional system through treating the liver, really interestingly enough. And that this is like, you know, that acupuncture meridian system's been developed for thousands and thousands of years. And so if you're having trouble with, let's say, like irritability, or people are just kind of, yeah, again, making you irritable, or you're feeling angry towards somebody, we'll look at, okay, is the muscle shut down here? Is the muscle tight? Maybe I'm eating too much fat. Maybe there's too much fat that my liver can't process it, and that's causing an overload on the liver, which shuts down the muscle, which then makes me angrier and more irritable in my relationships. What's that gonna do with my work? What's that gonna do in my relationship with my girlfriend or whoever? So I'm sharing all this because everything really is like fully, fully, fully connected. This is the sort of, I guess, yellowish view of the human body as a vehicle for building your life. It's not just as simple as, okay, how big are my muscles? Like, how big is my bicep, and how strong and powerful am I? All those things are like absolutely cool and fine and great, and they serve functions. And if you're training athletes, like, you get them strong and fast. But take a full picture into account when you're doing it. And one of the really key points is that as you're developing your physical system, bring up everything in balance. So that doesn't just mean planes of motion. So you guys train athletes, like, you balance pressing with pulling, vertical pressing and pulling. The other aspect of that is that you bring up every energy system in balance. So strength alongside cardio, alongside, we'll get into this, the real template that I would suggest to you is awareness, openness, and strength. Those are the three like foundational qualities of the physical body that we're going for.
Can you read that?
Awareness, openness, and strength. So awareness is how aware you actually are of the physical body, and your awareness maybe even inside the physical body. As you're, let's say, doing that bench press or push up or whatever, we made reference to this earlier, like, is your mind just blanking out so you can like blindly push up that last rep and grind it out? Or are you inside fully embodied, like leaning into the discomfort, but also like fully, fully aware, your body's aware as it's doing it? Yeah, does that everybody understand what I'm getting at? So can you feel your body? If you're bringing up strength that shuts down awareness, then that's out of balance, right? So we're bringing up all three qualities in balance. Openness, same thing. If the body's becoming tight and shut down as a result of excess strength, if we're putting too much strength into the system, that it's shutting down and becoming tight either in the external body or like even the deep tissues of the body, then we need to back off and bring up everything in balance again. Does anybody want to try to take a guess at where their system is, like what you're strongest in out of those three qualities? Strength, awareness, openness. What would you say is like first, second, third?
Definitely strength one, openness two, awareness three.
Okay.
Strength and then awareness and then openness.
So tighter? Yeah.
By awareness, then strength, then openness.
What would you say, Weston, is like, if you could give a rough breakdown out of 100%, like what would be strength?
Probably 40% or 40% strength, 45% strength, 30% openness, 25% awareness.
Okay. Yeah, and I don't ask the question in terms of like there's one right answer, because like really who knows, but it's good to ask the question just to start getting in touch with your body. And this is the foundation of this lesson is becoming a student of your body, like really stay in tune with what's going on, in the same way that a race car mechanic is always in tune with the vehicle. And if the physical body's a vehicle for the purpose of your life, then it's a really good idea to stay in tune with it, to make sure that like the gears and the oil and like all of that is just like tight, you know, not literally tight, but actually open, aware, and strong. Yeah. So in that way, everything in balance, as we said, if one quality is shutting down another quality, and we'll do a workout today, and I would say just really take note when you're doing maybe a weight that shuts down your awareness, or you're training in a way and you're getting really tight and you can't let go of the tension after sets, like that's out of balance. We often go into the weight room. I did this for many years and I couldn't figure out why I like kept needing to stop training, because I kept getting too tight and it would mess with my posture and pain and all these things. And the key is really, as you're building strength, also use that to build awareness, and in addition, build up your openness at the same time, like kind of in sync. So everything's coming up together. And ultimately you build like a really strong, strong, open, fluid body that you're fully in awareness of. And it's just like a clean, clear, strong channel. Like this is a rough analogy, of course, but a hose with water running through it. If water is the chi and energy through the eight bodies, you could see the hose as like the physical body. And if there's all these kinks and the hose is narrow and maybe it's clogged up, energy is really not going to run through it all that well. Hey, it's Taylor. I hope you enjoyed today's talk. And if you did, the best thing to do right now while it's fresh in your mind is head over to deepgame.com and join us in our free masterclass, where you'll learn all of the fundamental principles of the part of basketball that's played with the mind. We've had players call this the best hour of basketball learning of their lives, and it's completely free right now. So head over to deepgame.com, join us. Once again, it's totally free, and I will see you there.